Hello, Blind Cool Tech, and welcome to another one of these space thingies, because I can. I'm Patrick Perdue, and this is my place, except it isn't my place exactly, because it's my parents' place, and I'm still living here at the moment, so oh well. Technicalities, you know. I'm standing out here right at the very end of the rather short driveway, and we'll go in a minute, just so you have an idea of what this place is. It's a early 60s, three-bedroom brick house, not too terribly large. I'd guess about 1,000 square feet, maybe a bit bigger, but I'm not really quite sure. And stuff like that, so might as well start this thing out. So here we go. For anybody curious, I'm using a set of Giant Squid Audio Labs binaural microphones and an Eteral R1 to record this. But I'm sure you don't care. Actually, you probably do. Anyhow, we're walking up to the front porch right about now. Go up 4 steps. And on either side, you have a nice metal rail. And if you have a cane, then you can do cool things like this. Or you can go over here and do this. Or you can do one side, the other side, and back and forth. Wow, isn't that pointless? Yes. There's over there and over here. Yeah, nice wide area. Porch itself is fairly boring, actually. There's not a whole lot here, and it's rather small. On the floor, or rather the ground, there are loads of miscellaneous things kind of hanging around, and I'm really not quite sure what they're for. For example, here's a plexiglass board, and there it is. It's just kind of there, and I'm not really sure what it's for. Just kind of sitting there, so I'll just put it back there. And we have a stick. Look at that. I just threw it over the rail. We have some rather crappy-looking cardboard boxes containing loads of assorted things, and I don't know what they are either. Loads of cans. Something that has a valve on it, which I'm not gonna turn because I have no bloody idea what's in it. And something that is very obviously a paint can. But enough of that. That's rather boring. Here we have a set of wind chimes. They go ding. As you might expect a set of wind chimes to do. In fact, there's actually 2 sets of them. There's this set right here. And then there's this set. Now, why they have 2 sets of wind chimes, I don't know. But, well, actually, I do have a fair idea, and I'll show you in a bit when we get to that point. That's okay. So we'll just go into the house. And as there's nobody at home except me at the moment, I'll just unlock the door. Because it's... Yeah, speaking of things being locked, there's my phone over there. Saying it's locked. Isn't that cute? Oh, here's a plane. Righty then. Let's go in the house. There we go. Got the door nice and locked, and welcome to our little living room, which is rather small, actually. It's about the size of probably most people's master bedroom. First thing you'll notice when you walk in the door is that just to your left, there's a chair. To your right, there's a coat rack containing loads of, well, coats. Really, that's what they're for. And then we have a couch, which currently contains a couple of pillows, and that's really about it. That's kind of boring. Just across from the couch, we have a card table with a remote control on it. Now, that's usually not there. We do have an old 1959 Hammond M3 organ that somebody gave us. It's in rather bad need of repair, so it's sort of not plugged in, along with loads of assorted crap, actually. Here, have some newspaper. And, let's see, have a, I don't know what this is, a case for something, but anyway. And over here we have, as of yesterday, a nice little broke clock. Which is rather boring, because broke clocks are, well, boring. I unfortunately, broke the pendulum on it, so it sort of doesn't do much anymore, so now you can just kind of play with the, little chimes inside, and that's about all you can do. Unfortunately, I messed up the counterbalance so it doesn't go ticky-tocky like it's supposed to. Which is rather a shame, actually, because even though it's just goes ding and it's kind of boring, I kind of like it anyway. Anyway, go to the right of the nice little area where the organ is and the clock on top of it. Oops. I just knocked the remote control for the air conditioner on the floor. Let's put that back over there, shall we? Yes. Okay. Anyhow, just to the right of that, we have the television. Nice 36-inch Panasonic. And because we're cheap, we have a set of computer speakers on it. Looky.
A career is great, making movies is fun, but I need, you know,
oh,
more.
Oh, look, only one channel's working.
I'm at an age in my life where I'm looking for that more, and somehow I'll make it happen. I don't know how yet, but I'll find the more.
Hallie wearing a black silk Roberto Cavalli.
Yeah.
I have a lot of...
Who cares?
You say Soda Wells, South Allen, Eugene Street.
Yeah.
Results come back there.
Right.
Society, and that's all it's speaking to.
Really?
Be named the NFL's Vice President of Football Operations and Development.
That's wonderful. Okay, so there's that. There's the TV. And, we have a few plants over here. Not my fault, I promise. They, I think are rather annoying. They get in the way. No, I don't mind plants so much as these particular ones. There's this one that hangs down just over my head. And, it sometimes likes to shed on you when you walk by, which is really quite rude of it, and I don't really appreciate that. And we're out of the living room. If you make a left, we'll be in the kitchen, which is, again, rather small. Oops. I have just successfully knocked something onto the floor. Notepad or something. And, hang on, I just want to see what's in this box. Nothing? Oh, boring. There's just this box sitting here looking like it was going to be all important and there was nothing in it. So we'll just put that back. Okay, anyway. The first thing you'll notice when you come into the kitchen, as you're coming in to your right, there's a, there's an oven. You know, your old standard, clicky, you know, analog oven that we all know and love. Which can, of course, do this. That's right, I said. And, stuff of that nature. Let's see. Anything in here? No? Didn't think so. we got a sink over here, a double sink, you know, your standard, double sink, gotta love it. And then we have the back door. To the left of the back door, we have one of these little hutches with two glass doors on it. The glass doors, of course, containing loads of things behind them, or rather, shielding loads of things. Some dishes and glasses and candlesticks and that sort of thing. close these doors. And to the left of that, kitchen table and chairs. This kitchen table contains my mom's laptop on a docking station. It's an old 366 megahertz IBM laptop. And it can do the following if you hit this particular combination of buttons.
The time is 11:36 a.m.
Oh yes, good old Steve's clock. Gotta love Steve's clock. Let's see. Huh, boring. What am I? No, okay.
The time is 11:37 a.m.
Oh yes, I am so narcissistic. I love the sound of my own voice. I think I'll hear it again in a different variation.
It's 11:37 a.m.
Oh yeah, that's good.
It's 11:37 a.m.
So much of me. It's wonderful. But anyway, there's a TV in here as well. It's a little 13-inch black and white. No, excuse me, it's color. What am I thinking? Anyway, it is 13 inches. And it can sort of turn on and you get...
...be making money off this story, but the person that so-called invented it, Carl Allen.
There you go. A TV. Oh, over here we have my mom's rather small vacuum cleaner. I don't even know what this thing's called, but it looks like it used to be a mop. And then it decided it got bored with being a mop, so then it was going to become a vacuum cleaner. It's a little tiny thing. It's a swivel vac, I think is what it's called. And you just push it out in front of you, and it's got this little tiny vacuum. Turn it on. And, see, it starts all struggling when you get it on carpet. Anyway, enough of that. Just thought I'd show you that because it sounds so unusual and strange. It's a little tiny, the unit itself is amazingly tiny. It goes onto this frame. In fact, I can take it off and just... Let me see. Will that work? No, the switch is on the other side. Never mind. But the unit itself is a rather small plastic thing, which you can detach from the side of it, and then you can plug it into a little desktop charger. And I don't honestly know how it works, or if it really works, to be honest. It's kind of scary. I mean, when you've got something that kind of sounds like... as your main vacuum cleaner, then, it's a bit scary. But hey, not my thing. I'll put that right back over there and get it out of the way. Here, have a freezer. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to the inside of the freezer. We have ice cubes. We have burgers, it looks like. There's actually not all that much in here, really. Let's see. Nothing really interesting. I suppose I could be really boring and take this little ice cube thingy out and make all the cubes fall out into the sink just because I can. Oh, wait, I missed a few. Go on. Go out. Finally. God, now I gotta put water back in it. I really have no idea why I'm doing this. I am exceptionally bored. It's pretty easy to get bored around here, though. Okay. Now that we've got a nice full, Oops. Yeah, it's full, right? Nice full ice cube tray. We're going to put it back in the freezer where it kind of belongs. And we will stop playing with it because we have much better things to do with our time, I'm sure. I think... Oops. You know, I shouldn't have filled it up that much. I went way over the little divider line thing. That was rather stupid of me. I don't think I'll do that anymore. Let's just kind of close this and go away. We'd like to welcome you to the hallway now, which is rather short and very narrow. This is one wall, this is another wall, so you get... Yep. The first thing you come to on the left is the bathroom, which we will now enter because we can. This is a tiny, tiny little bathroom, even though it's the main one of the house. It has a sink. As you might expect. And that's the closest thing to the door. Just to the right of the sink, you have the toilet. And because I am who I am, I will flush said toilet. Wasn't that fun? I thought so. And we have the shower, bathroom, bathtub thing, which of course does the following when you turn it on. You also turn on the shower head. Yep, this is one shower head. I think I'll turn it off now. Because that's pointless. And of course we have the doors on the bathtub. You can slide it from left to right. And these doors aren't actually made for the tracks they're on. They had to be cut a little bit, so consequentially they're not very tight, as you can probably tell when you go. They sort of move a bit much. Yep. One of the many great things about this little house. So we'll get out of here. And we'll continue down the hall. Here, this is a linen closet for your utilities and such. This is really tight, but I'm going to try to fit in here. Oh, there we go. Welcome to inside the closet. This is one very narrow space. Ooh, look. There's a Perkins Brailer in here. Well, that's nice. I can take notes in here, except I can't really move. But I can go, this is a note. Yeah, wonderful. Anyway. We have your standard stuff, you know, linens, towels, a keyboard. Why is there a keyboard in here? And where did it come from? Oh yeah, there's a computer keyboard in here and I've never seen it before. I don't know why. And I don't know what. It's a USB keyboard too. Why is there a USB keyboard in here? Yeah. Didn't even know I had any USB keyboards. Oh well, we'll put that back up there. Okay. No, I don't want all the toilet tissue falling out onto the floor, thank you. That'd be rather nice. Whoa! It just did anyway. I told you not to do that. There we go. Right, back up there. Stay there. Thank you. Right. Now, if you continue on the left, you run into my brother's bedroom. Oops! Yeah, I was gonna get to that. My brother, who's also blind and, autistic as well, has this fascination with wind chimes, therefore he has loads and loads of them in his bedroom. In fact, over here, there's a fan. Oh, yeah, you're gonna get crazy in a minute here. There's a set of really nice big ones. Oh, no! No, not yet. Here we go. Thank you. Those are his really nice big ones. Let's turn on this little desk fan and see what kind of happens. See, I think there's another fan over here. Where are you? There's loads more of these things, though. Loads of them. Over here, we have... Oops. Yeah, there's wind chimes everywhere in this room. It's kind of crazy. Back here in the closet, there are some more. Look. No, ladies and gentlemen, this is not Pink Floyd. I promise. Really, it isn't. Mm-hmm. He's got these handbills, too. They're all big. This place really scares me. It's got loads of dings in it, as if you couldn't tell. Oh God, look, there's more. There's even more. Oh no. What am I gonna do now? I think I'm gonna turn this here fan off. Because it's the thing to do, and sort of get hit by more hanging things. Oh, okay. Why is there a bungee cable hanging from the ceiling? Can somebody please tell me why there's a bungee cable hanging from the ceiling? Right. Oh, look, there's even more. Yeah, okay, let's turn this thing off. Goodbye. Okay. This place really does scare me. Oh, man. Ah, man, I'm leaving. Oh, man, scary, bad. Okay. Wow. And here's my mom's room. Which is, the master bedroom. It's about as big as the living room, which means it's not very big. And, it contains, stuff. Here, another TV. A very small one.
Well, it varies. We've had them go as short as 20 minutes. They show up and get arrested. I think our record is currently 7 months.
7 months?
Seven-month-long chat, yeah.
You come off as law enforcement.
Really?
No. We have your chest of drawers over here. A nice queen-size bed that goes bouncy-bounce. And squeaky-squeak. And that sort of thing. We have an analog alarm clock, which is actually battery-driven, but has an analog bell in it. Suppose I could set that just because... Yeah, ring. Okay. That's good. And, Let's see, over here there's a nightstand with a glass top. There's a boombox over here that doesn't do much of anything because it's not plugged in. On the other side of the bed, we have another boombox with a really old Sony XM receiver attached to it. In fact, it's so old it has a fan in it. Look at this. I'm going to turn it on. Oh, dear. Bad patch cable. I'm going to turn this thing on. I'm going to hold it right up next to the microphones. Watch this. See? It's got a fan. Oh man, I really gotta do something about that patch cable. How about no? Yeah, no's good. I like no. And here we have a window. Curtains on it. Oh, we have a shade. I like playing with these spring-loaded shades. Push it down and let it go back up. Well, go back up then. It's not moving. Yeah. Got a lot of these shades, they get stuck. Oh, no wonder. It's all. Here, I'll do it this way. Ugh. It's all. Yeah, this one's all falling apart. You know what? That's a little bit bad. Oops. Oh, dear. Just knocked off the curtain rod. Yeah, I'm gonna just kind of tear this place apart if you don't mind. Oops. Let's put the curtain rod back up. Oh, yeah, and the curtain that it was attached to might be a good idea. Let's see. Let's go that way. There we go. Oops. Well, that didn't work so well, did it? Okay, let's, Ah! Oh, look, I can't put it back on because the little... the little thing that it mounts to on the side of the window is kind of, coming off. In fact, it already did. Oops. I think I'll put that over there and work on it later. Yeah, I think that's what I'll do. Oh, look, it's a rubber tree plant. Looky. Oops, I just knocked off one of the leaves. Man, I'm just doing real good, aren't I? Oh, good thing it was fake. Maybe that's a bad thing, because it won't grow back. Oh, man. Oops. Yes, this space tour is filled with loads of mishaps, I think. Yes. Oh, here's a Dymotape labeler. Don't know what it's doing here, but here it is, and it's all loaded, and it has tape in it. And everything. The last character that was selected on it is a .6. Interesting. What are you doing with a .6? Yeah, I guess that's pretty much it for here. So we'll just sort of leave. Next is my little tiny box of a bedroom, which is smaller than some bathrooms, actually. It's really, really tiny. But yet I have loads of stuff crammed in here. Look at all the fan noise. This is brought to you by a couple of computers and an air conditioning unit. First thing you come to in this room is my bed. Actually, no, you come to a bunch of boxes that are scattered across the floor. Well, that's kind of bad, and I should probably do something about it. Anyway, we have a little twin-size bed, which is the biggest thing that'll fit in here. And, to the left of that, on the window, is an air conditioning unit, which is on, but the air condenser is inactive. Just for the sake of sonic something, I think I'll turn it on. Yeah. Gets it all nice and cool as well. So, anyway, There's a desk in here, somehow, which has my main desktop computer that I use for all my general purpose stuff. My DeckTalk Express. Can't type.
Hello, welcome to my DeckTalk Express. Is it wonderful to be a DeckTalk Express? No? Oh well, too bad. Floor. Oh well, too bad. Hello, and welcome to my DeckTalk Express. Isn't it wonderful to be a DeckTalk Express? No? Oh well, too bad.
Yeah, whatever.
No pet. May I not my message to dialogue?
So, yeah, there's my main desktop computer. We have a set of pretty nice computer speakers here. They're Klipsch Pro Media 2.1s on the desk, and we have the subwoofer on the floor. They for computer speakers, these things are really nice. Let's see. I'll pull something up right quick, just because I can.
MP3.
Let's see. Something with a lot of bass in it. How about this beautiful track? Oh dear, that's a bit much. Look at all my clocks. Mm-hmm. All these clocks in here, both real and fake ones. You didn't even hear a couple of them. I had the sound card muted, that would be why. Okay. There we go. I'm just gonna go over here to the laptop over here on the nightstand and make this stop dinging at me. Stop dinging at me!
The time is 12 o'clock p.m.
Noticed. This is a case for a CD player that is now broke. Like most things around here are. This desk contains loads of miscellaneous things. We have a cobalt clock that you heard go off earlier, which is right here.
12.02 p.m. Thursday, the 11th of May, 2006.
We have a speakerphone, which is connected to our Vonage line, and it goes, as you might expect. Here's a package that used to contain an MMC card, which doesn't anymore. Rather boring and useless. Oops, I dropped it. Along with a bunch of other stuff. Okay. There's a random serial ATA cable on the floor. Goody. I'm just rather messy. Let's turn this off. For people signing in on my various Messenger accounts. Anyway. Suffice it to say, there's loads of stuff in here, including two clocks, which I'll put one on next to each microphone and go.
It's 12:03 p.m.
And we'll do it again just for good measure.
It's 12:03 p.m.
Uh-huh. We have a sharp talking time one over here.
It's 12:04 p.m.
Isn't that nice? We have on the nightstand an old Hitachi AM/FM talking alarm clock from, I think, the 80s, which goes
12:04 p.m.
Yes, all aliasing included, free of charge, ladies and gentlemen. And then, of course, we have the laptop, which has the fake Steve's clock on it.
12:04 to go.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
The time is 12!
Yeah, we did you already.
It's 12:04 p.m.
And I've got a message, according to my cell phone. Nice.
The time is 12:04 p.m.
The time is 12:04 p.m.
These laptop speakers, because of the way this stupid filter implementation is, are very easy to clip.
It's 12:05 p.m. The time is 12:05 p.m.
Oops. That one's broke.
It's 12:05 p.m.
Uh-huh, so
the time is now.
I could sit here and play with Steve's clock all day.
The time is 12:05 p.m.
But I don't think I'll do that. Instead, we're going to move over here to the very end of the room where there's another door. This door leads down to the basement, which contains loads of rather interesting things, including my fake little studio down here. Let's just walk down these 13 steps. Oh yes, the 13 steps. There we go, welcome to the basement. This basement has loads of things in it. Loads of them. For example, this thing, which I don't know what it is. And that thing, which I also don't know what it is. Some blades to a skill saw hanging on a rack. That's rather nice if I decide I need to play with a skill saw. And we have loads of random miscellaneous things which we can throw across the room, which we will now do. Nice, huh? Yeah, this basement is in need. Yeah, case in point. This basement is in need of some cleaning. Most definitely. Oops. Oh, sorry about that. Oops, did I do that? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, there's just crap all over the place here. Ding. Nice. Ooh! I just found a really humongous Allen wrench. Which I just threw at the nearest wall. No, I really don't go around throwing stuff all day. Well, maybe I do. But needless to say, this basement is very, very cluttered. This is not the part of the basement that has my audio equipment in it. That's a little bit further down the hall. Actually, we'll go there because I need to wash my hands, and that just happens to be where the nearest sink is. So, after passing multiple things that have no significance whatsoever, like that right there, we'll come in here. And, welcome to the P&D Audio Productions remote studio number 0, which is the quietest room in the house, probably. Before I show you anything in here, I should probably wash my hands because I've been playing with greasy things over there in the basement. So, oh yeah. Wonderful stuff, this soap and this water. Rather handy to have around. Or something. Anyhow, let me go in here and dry my hands off and then we'll continue with this. Because there are loads of interesting things in this particular room. This actually used to be my bedroom, but I decided a few years ago that I wanted more room to put my audio equipment that I was gradually building up this fake studio over here. And so I decided to move upstairs to the little tiny bedroom, which was the only one available, and dedicate this room completely to audio stuff. Which I have now successfully done. Main part of this setup over here is pretty close to the door, actually. The first thing you actually see when you come in the door is my sister-in-law's Schecter electric guitar in a case. Except just because I can, I'm about to take it out of the case. I don't know why. There's no point, really. Because I'm not going to plug it into an amp or anything. I'm just going to sort of go. Yeah. Nice unamped electric guitar for you, and I'm not much of a guitar player, so that's rather boring, so we'll just put that back in the case. Why don't we? But my sister-in-law sometimes records tracks over here. so she just leaves her electric guitar here, which is rather nice of her considering mine's broke at the moment, so I get to play with it sometimes, which is really quite neat. But anyway, to the left of where that was, which is just near the entrance to the room, actually, we have a set of Alesis Monitor 1's passive reference monitors. We have an old Springbox reverb sitting on top of one of the speakers and a Kenwood tuner, just because. And then we have my rack, which is very nice. I like my rack. It contains loads of fun things on it. At the top of the rack, we have a rack shelf, which at the moment has two things on it. It has my Boss VF1 effects processor. Just to the right of that, we have an old 1970s Carbon phone, which is fun to play with. We'll just kind of... Actually, it isn't. Yeah, that's a really cheap way to do it. I'm not... Yeah, I don't normally do stuff like that. But anyway, we have the mixer over here. 16-channel Behringer MX2642A, which I actually need to get replaced because it's having issues. Down under that, we have my Digitech Quad 4 multi-effects processing unit. Under that, we have my Warp Factory vocoder, which is really fun to play with. We have a 31-band EQ, a Behringer compressor, another Behringer compressor. We have two microphone preamps, two tube stereo tube preamps down here. We have a couple of tape decks, an old Fosdex multi-tracker, four-track deck, and a Sony, a Technics two-head cassette deck, two-deck two-head. And then we have two power conditioners and a power amp down at the bottom, which is a little... Yeah, I just turned it on. Little 50-watt per channel 4-ohm Hafler reference amp, which I have hooked up to the monitors, which if I route this channel to this... Oh dear, that's really bloody loud. Yeah, there's my Yamaha Motif over here. Which is, this particular patch that's loaded right now isn't a very good representation of the keyboard, because... You can kind of get that sort of sound out of any cheap, fake, well, anything, just about. Let's pull up our nice little fake piano. Oh, did I tell you guys I'm not much of a keyboard player? Anyway, we have three keyboards here. Only one of them is really active right now. We have on the on a three-layer stand, three-tier stand. On the very top, we have my Alesis Ion virtual modeler, 49-key virtual modeler for your analog sounds. Then we have the Yamaha Motif, which I was just playing with. It's a 61-key synth action keyboard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so much for my playing skills. And then we have a big old Insonic TS-12. A 76-key weighted keyboard from the early 90s, which is all squeaky keys about itself. Look at this. Yeah, this keyboard isn't really all that much fun to play because it's all squeaky and stuff. And we don't really like that. And then over here we have the CAD GXL2200, which actually I did... the voice stuff for my last podcast on. which I can't really turn up very loud, but hello, I'm talking through the microphone and the other microphone, and it's coming over the speakers. See, I told you I couldn't turn it up very loud. Welcome to feedback. Feedback is wonderful stuff. Feedback is wonderful stuff. It's really great. Oh, yeah. Anyway. By the way, routing large diaphragm condenser microphones to nearby reference monitors isn't exactly recommended. Well, you kind of know why, I would expect. So yeah, there you go. There's the main bit of the studio. We have the... Oh dear. Welcome to stepping on things on the floor, which I probably shouldn't have there anyway. But anyway, we have the production computer over here in a closet, which is pretty quiet. I spent quite a lot of money and time making it quiet. It's not booted up right now, and I don't really feel like booting it up, so I won't. But we'll just ding on the case a little bit, just because this is the top part of the case, which is all resonant. And the left side of the case, which is all not resonant, because it's got sound absorption stuff on it. On the right side of the case, well, I need to screw that back in properly, because it's a bit rattly and bad, but this particular machine has a fanless power supply on it. So that doesn't make any noise. It's got a slow-moving, rather large heatsink fan and a case fan, which I don't actually have in line right now because don't really need it most of the time. Let's see, we have a shelf. This is in a closet, by the way. I keep my computer in a closet, which makes it even quieter. So we have multiple assorted things in here, some floppy disks and CDs. Yay for that. Here's a modem. I don't know what it's doing here, but it's just kind of sitting there on a shelf going, "Hi, I'm a modem." Anyway, we have another little desk thingy over here with some more random things, including an old Compaq Pentium 3 500 megahertz machine, which currently isn't doing very much because it's quite broke until I do something about it. It's a desktop machine, desktop form factor, rather than it being a tower, and I'm going to take the case off. Oops, I dropped the case on the floor. yeah. Let's, nice, huh? Yeah, nice and clippy. Nice and clippy. Okay, we'll put that back on. Just for something to do. Yeah, I like playing with computers and hardware and stuff, so I have a bunch of random things lying around here. So, just put this back. Ooh, no, not like that. That doesn't look very good. Line it back up. There we go. Snap it back on. It's got these little buttons on the side, and you just push them at the same time, and the case just kind of slides off. There. Here's a 17-inch CRT monitor, which we can turn on. There you go, that noise for you. Here's a wireless mouse. Isn't that exciting? No? Let's see, over here we have a nice big armchair that we can just sit here and do nothing in. Sometimes I edit my stuff when I'm doing audio work. It's just nice to do. And then we have this really crappy acoustic guitar that I really hate loads. I haven't played it in several months, so it's probably going to be very out of tune. Well, not as bad as it could be, I guess. Yeah, go on, all you real guitar players, laugh at me. I have a Mitchell acoustic guitar. Worry I'm laughing at myself. Here, have an E. Which is rather out of tune about itself. This guitar has, I do believe, and I'm not even a guitar player, really. But I do believe this guitar has about the worst action on an acoustic guitar as it is possible to get. Stop being all out of tune about yourself. Buzzing strings! Buzzing chassis! Stupid piece of crap. I hate it loads. I think I'm gonna put it back in the case, because it's really not worth dealing with, because... Whoops. Oh no, I dropped it. Yeah, whatever. Eventually, I'm gonna get another acoustic guitar, because I can actually at least attempt to play a bit better on something with some better action. I mean, this thing is just not cool at all. There we go. Put that back over there and get it out of the way rather nicely. Look, here's an old PV guitar amp, which is not very good. It's also not plugged in because it's not very good. Oops. Oh, near. Oh, near. Oh, far. I don't know. I apparently knocked a bunch of tapes out of a bag. So I've got to do something about that right quick. Yay for recording all the... Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Have a whole bunch of cassette tapes in here, and there's a bag of them on the floor, and I sort of knocked a few of them out, which wasn't very cool. There we go. Now we'll just put them back over there. Oh, I missed a few. Righty then. Here's a tape that says Blazy Engineering Catalog Tape 1 410-893-9333. Oh, nice. Anybody want a Blazy Engineering catalog? I've got one right here. Isn't that wonderful? Okay, let's see. To the far left of the room, we have the sink that I was just at a minute ago. Which, because these, whoever decided to add this room on was a little bit stupid and decided to put a bathroom in the room, but make it really, really small, and not put the sink in the bathroom. So the sink is actually sitting out here in the main part of the room. Which is a little bit stupid of it. I don't know why they had to go and do that. Not exactly the smartest thing in the world to do, no doubt. So just because I can, I'm going to fill the sink up about halfway and let it go down again, because it's noise, and that's what podcasting is all about, is audio and things that make noise and that sort of thing. So here, have this. Wasn't that exciting, kids? Yeah, I thought so. And then we have the bathroom. Which is a joke, really. It's not a bathroom, it's a toilet. It's the only thing in here. It's the only thing they have room for. Except for a few bottles of cologne and... See, look how small this room is. You can just tell by the acoustics that this is a very small room. No room to do anything in here. One thing you can do, though, is flush the toilet. Righty then. So that's pretty much all for this room and pretty much this whole place, actually. Well, I didn't go into the laundry room. I suppose I could do that just out of pure boredom. Eh, why not? Nothing in there but a couple of laundry thingies, washing, drying, all that sort of thing, but why not? It's the only actual room I haven't covered yet that's actually a separated room from the rest of anything else. So we'll just go over here through the tragic basement, which is rather hard to walk through, even if you can see where you are. Which I can't, so there you go. And, oh, I'd like to welcome you to Vivian, ladies and gentlemen. Vivian is my server machine that runs my mail server and my HTTP and FTP. And it has no case on. So welcome to the loudness of Vivian, a 1.53 gigahertz AMD XP 1800. I don't like it very much, but I built it. Oh, dear. Okay, anyway. Let's, sort of not run into the entire world. That might be a good idea. Oh, maybe not. Okay. Oops. Potentially bad. Anyway. Yeah, this place is, really rather, really kind of hard to get around. There's all this crap in the way of everything, including the places where you need to go. So anyway, here we are in the beautiful laundry room, which contains, among other things, a dryer, which does the following. Which you might expect a dryer to do. Ooh, there's some towels in here. And some sheets. Cute. You know, I think I'm going to put the microphones just on the periphery of the dryer inside, because I can. So, just so you can have an idea of what it sounds like to be in a dryer. Actually, I have a better example of this. But anyway, let's put the microphones inside the dryer and close the door. Okay, they're in the dryer now, and I'm about to close the door, which is going to make these microphones clip loads. See?
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah? Really? Hello? Hello?
You know, I think I'll take these microphones outside of the dryer now.
Okay, let's stop this for a minute and we'll get back to our normal method of... Yeah, nice, huh? Anyway, we'll get back to our normal method of recording in just a moment. Okay, we're back again, and still gotta continue putting the rest of this crap back in the dryer. So that's what I'm doing now. Here's a towel. Here's another towel. I was wondering where all the towels went. I think I found them. Okay, that's everything, as far as I can tell. So, close that, and yeah, dryer. Oops, oh dear. There's a washing machine here too. There's nothing in it. No, I'm not gonna put the microphones in the washing machine. Let's see. Nah, I'm just playing with it, don't worry, I'm not gonna really do anything. That'd be a complete waste of time. Okay, I think we're gonna get out of here. Because there's really not much left to do, so we'll just kinda get upstairs and... Ooh. walk under this fluorescent light fixture that kind of hangs down off the ceiling and sort of get hit by it as it moves by from some... Did I ever mention that it's like a really bad to get through here? Oh, dear. Yeah, well, it is. Loads. And I don't really like it very much. Oh, well, what you gonna do, I suppose. Let's get back upstairs and get this thing done. Because there's not really much left to do. Alrighty, here we are back in the little tiny box of a bedroom. I always thought it was a stupid idea to put the entrance to the basement in one of the bedrooms, but hey, oh well. I didn't design this place, did I? Nope. Anyway, there's a tour of my little place that I live in, and I hope you guys enjoyed that. And we'll see you again at some point on the Blind Cool Tech Podcast. 73s, and have fun.